Well, you know, listen, one of the things that we've been talking about here for a few weeks now is the construction. We all have to deal with it. I mean, that's just the way it is. I've often heard MDOT's Diane Cross say, hey, listen, these guys are just doing their job. Give them a break. I concur 100%. No doubt about that. But it's something that we're all dealing with. Make no mistake about that. And a very busy Lloyd Jackson working on multiple stories this morning is going to be along. Madison Heights police are joining forces with Royal Oak police to deal with an ongoing traffic hazard. And WJR busy senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson says it's about motorists trying to get around that I-75 construction. Lloyd?
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, the I-75 construction project, which seems to have gone on forever, has shut down the 12-mile road exit off Stevenson Highway. What's been happening as a result is that drivers frustrated with the construction have been using certain residential streets in Madison Heights as a shortcut around the construction. The problem area dips in and out of Royal Oak and Madison Heights. So Madison Heights Police Chief Corey Haynes tells me they reached out to the city of Royal Oak about the problem.
So we worked together on an interlocal agreement. That agreement went in front of the Royal Oak City Commission as well as the City of Madison Heights Council. And both have agreed that this is a good plan for us to be able to take enforcement action when necessary. So an agreement has been drafted, and it is in the process of being signed by all the pertinent parties. And once that agreement is fully executed and into place, Madison Heights will be able to have better enforcement action down in that area.
Madison Heights police say they've been overwhelmed with calls about traffic violators along Stevenson Highway between Lincoln and Gardenia Avenues. The one-mile stretch is technically in within the Royal Oak city limits. Now, Chief Haynes says he understands the construction frustration, but the shortcuts have really become a safety and quality of life issue for the residents.
But really, when you go from having, you know, normal traffic into your subdivision that lives there and resides there to a point where all of the traffic that is getting backed up, and now they're going through this subdivision, they're trying to find their way through. I mean, the traffic level and the noise level and the safety level has just, everything has increased, and not in a positive way.
The interlocal agreement, Sean, is good for an indefinite period, but either city can terminate it with a 30-day notice.
You know, Lloyd, I think it doesn't matter where you live. You're dealing with it. Some areas are worse than others, and it's interesting you're doing this story because I can tell you just yesterday, I was on 75, and you go southbound, and you're so used to jumping on the connector at 696 heading back to my part of town. And of course, you had to go down to 9 Mile. And as I got to 9 Mile, a train happened to be going by as well. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And you could see the people just peel off while sitting at the train and driving through these neighborhoods, trying to get around the train or avoid the train, whatever the case may be. And this is just a situation, you know, I quoted her earlier, but I've heard Diane Cross say, hey, listen, just take a deep breath. Yep. This is something that's going to last for a little while. We can all do this. We can endure and just try to show a little patience.
And the Madison Heights and Royal Oak police say, listen, a lot of these cars, these motorists are going through these neighborhoods, and they're going more than the speed limit. And that's what they're going to be looking for. Those who are, you know, going 40, you know, down a 25 mile an hour, you know, zone, or blowing through stop signs. Those kind of things are happening in these neighborhoods as these people are cutting through. And that is what's going to get you pulled over and get you a ticket, because there are children in these subdivisions. They're playing, and, you know, cars are just speeding, not stopping. And that's the issue. Now, you know, I'm sure some of the residents probably would just like it to return to normal. But if you're a motorist and you're going through one of these residential neighborhoods and you're doing the speed limit and you're being careful, I don't think you'll have an issue. But, you know, that's not happening, according to the residents. People are just going too fast and blowing through these stop signs, and somebody can really get hurt.
Yeah, sure. There's a level of frustration there, whether we want to admit it or not. There's a level of frustration, and gosh darn it, you know, and you know, when you do that, I think there is that tendency, as you said, to instead of going 25 miles an hour through a neighborhood, you're doing 30, 35, and you're trying to navigate your way out, whether the old fashioned way or looking at, you know, the screen on your phone or in the car, whatever the case may be. And you have to remember, especially like a day like yesterday, I mean, it's a holiday. There are probably a lot of people and about and kids riding their bike and having a good summer time. And that's the last thing anybody wants.
But let me tell you something else, Sean, that I've heard from motorists. And just recently over the weekend here, they said, you know, I'm talking to them about this story. And they said, but my navigation takes me through this neighborhood.
Yeah.
When I put it in my navigation, they get me around the construction, but they take me through a neighborhood. So a lot of that too, a lot of times these people may not necessarily plan on going through a neighborhood. Their navigation is taking them through that neighborhood, but you just still have to slow down and stop at the stop signs and, you know, the traffic, make sure you handle the traffic properly.
Well, yeah, you just, you know what? Do the speed limit, stop. Be aware of your surroundings. It's the simple stuff that we look. It's an inconvenience. I get it. It takes an extra 15 minutes at least to get from one place to the other. Just, you know, the last thing you want is some terrible accident to happen or be ticketed because you were doing 35 in a residential area. So pretty simple stuff, Lloyd, but it's stuff that we need to talk about nonetheless. No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
All right, Lloyd Jackson, thank you. I know it's been a busy, busy morning for you, so we appreciate you joining us again here on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Anytime, Sean.
All right, Lloyd Jackson, senior news analyst. We're all enduring it. I can tell you, like, where we live, I'm not joking, there's no escape from it. Like, we're in Northville. If you go south, there's construction starting on M14 at the 275 corridor. If you go north, there's been construction going on forever on 96 between where we live and Brighton. And now there's construction on a little road right next to us, a road called Taft. I mean, it's everywhere. You just have to plan accordingly. Final hour of the show coming up next year, 760 WJR.